Well then, looks like you've been busy in this chat room. Oh boy. So I want to listen. There's this hot new podcast on
this episode the charts. Of Giant Beastcast is brought to you by Squarespace. We know you have a lot of options when flying with the Giant Beastcast, so here's your chance to support the guys that support us. Start building your website today at squarespace.com. Enter Beastcast at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace. Build it beautifully. Build it beautifully. Build it beautiful.
I mean, I'm happy if I'm that.
Welcome to Friday, May 29th. You're listening to the Giant Beastcast, episode 1.
That's right, because we did episode 0.
We did episode 0. We got a little like, man, you got to do episode 0. Are you going to count like episode 50 as episode 50, or is that like 51? Are we counting the 0 episode?
Why did we go the episode 0 route?
Well, the episode 0 has to seed that RSS feed, but then apparently it was just right up there. So.
But you guys did a mic check.
Yeah, I thought the mic check was the episode
that
0.
That was 0.
I just do what I'm told.
0 can't
negative,
be...
negative 1.
Yeah. 0 can't be an actual number. 0 is an absence of numbers.
Okay, well, that's an absence of information that last podcast.
Yeah, so, it kind
of
was.
Episode 1, here we go. Rubber meets the road, the Giant Beastcast. Alex Navarro, how you doing?
I'm fine.
That's great. That's pretty good for you.
Yeah, that's about, you know, that's kind of where I peek out usually, so it's like, hey, I'm all right.
Jeff.
What?
Welcome back, Alar.
Oh.
Don't call it a comeback, Alar.
No, that's great. No one's ever made those jokes
is
about
that,
my last
is that
name
true?
Before.
That's funny. That's why I saved them for episode 1.
You oh, my God. Did you know that your last name sounds like back?
Well, I used to have a buddy who called me Tabacalar.
That's...
Which is terrible.
That's just silly. That's not, I like mine way better.
Was he like a smoking enthusiast?
Yeah, I guess. It was
the Marlboro Man.
Cigarettes were way out of vogue when I was a kid, so...
Just be glad your last name doesn't rhyme with vape.
I guess so.
Yeah, that would be bad.
I guess so. What's up, Vapalar?
I'm doing okay. Can I say something real quick before you start? Your listeners are such... friendly and genuinely nice people.
That's super nice of you to say.
I got a nice outpouring of love since the first show.
And that's not sarcasm.
It's me being as real as I can be.
Okay.
And you guys are looking at me like I'm crazy.
No.
I'm just saying give it a few episodes. It'll get dark. It'll get real dark.
Look, I've been doing podcasting for 7 years. I know what's up.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
Inventor of the podcast, Jeff Bacalar here.
I've been through the ringer before. But I'm just saying I forgot. Got this sort of like fresh jumping into the water feeling, which I hadn't experienced in 7 years, and it was delightful.
That's super nice.
Yeah.
Jeff Brown knows Akalar.
It's all brownie points for me. I'm just trying to plant those seeds, baby. Watch them grow.
We already see the podcast. The RSS work.
Yeah.
From CNET, back in our rotating seat.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
I know. Thanks for having me back.
It's awesome to have
you.
I'm
glad we were able to work it out.
We've got another guest, though. Austin Walker.
That's me. I'm Austin Walker.
What's up, Austin Walker?
I'm, like, sleepy, but, like, an energetic sleepy. Like that, like, you've been up for 27 hours.
Uh-huh.
28 is going to be rough. But, like, 27, I'm like, ooh, let's go. Let's go.
You get that kind of, like, fourth wind.
Yeah.
So where are you coming from? Why are you sleepy?
I'm sleepy because I came down here from London, Ontario, which is terrible.
Wait, is Canada terrible or the trip?
Really, London. The trip is bad, and London, Ontario is like.
Really, I love Canada.
I like lots of parts of Canada.
Yeah,
but not so much London.
Not so much London. London is like equidistant between Detroit and Toronto, and I don't just mean that geographically.
Gotcha.
So what happens in London, Ontario?
I was doing a PhD up there.
Did you finish?
I did not yet. I'm finishing up the dissertation now on nights and weekends.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it's good.
Can you talk about what it's on, or is it like a big spoiler?
It's not a big spoiler. It's the stuff that I've been down here in the city before at like conferences and stuff, talking about the ways in which we play video games and the ways in which we do work and the ways in which those two things overlap more and more.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, can I subscribe to your, like, can I be a candidate for this? Can you tell me how I do work and how I do video games? What am I doing wrong? Well, I can't seem to do them both.
Well, that's good. Keep it that way. Like, it's cool that you have games over here as this fun thing that you're doing and that they haven't totally been integrated into your work life yet so that you don't just
That part might be wrong.
Okay. Listen, you're a special case. Okay. Let's say the people inside of the games industry are a special case.
Okay.
But, like, the people who are, like, who are getting, like, brownie points and stars for finishing their, like, TPS reports and are like being entered into like World of Warcraft style leveling up systems.
Oh, gamifying the workplace.
Gamifying the workplace.
Oh, I see.
Trying to stay away from jargon, but like gamifying the workplace and some other stuff. Ways in which like also games themselves have become ways for companies to produce productivity from their players. And it's I'm a big nerd.
How many pages is it?
Right now, it's like 90.
Holy.
It's not that bad. Like, I still have
for
like,
dissertation.
No, it's like 11.5.
Okay.
Double space?
Double space.
Okay,
please.
Yeah. Okay.
Please. Oh,
okay.
That's not had a heart attack.
No, listen. It's a PhD. It's not a.
Yeah, get your monospace type in there.
He's like, it's a PhD. Well, so what's better? When is it not? When is it not double
when
space?
When they pay you.
Oh, okay, gotcha. You
like know. Per line?
Yeah.
So like reviews of like Madden.
Right. That's what I'm hoping to do in the long run.
Okay.
I look forward to your 11,000 word review of this year's Madden.
Okay.
It's Madden is a lot like accounting.
It is.
And gamifying this stuff.
Football in America. They go back.
Now, Austin, you also you joined us earlier this. Late last year for the Game of the Year stuff. Yeah. You do freelance writing
right.
for...
So on top of the PhD stuff, I'm also a games critic. I've been published at like Paste, Giant Bomb in the past for the top 10 list. I've been doing some freelance reviews over at GameSpot, part of the CBSI family.
Indeed.
Ah.
I just did a review of Project Cars, which is a driving game.
How did you find the cars?
They were cars. They had interiors and exteriors.
Ooh,
and they broke up.
New features.
Yeah. And it was really weird. It was like, I submitted that review, and I was like, that's a pretty good review. And the next day when it got published, there was a video component by Danny O'Dwyer, who had just like, it's like, I'm reading the word. Can I do Irish? I can't do Irish. Reading the words of Austin Walker, and he read my review to like a video he'd cut together, and it felt like getting an Oscar, kind of. Like,
sure.
It was like a montage of my words and some cars, and it was like, oh, this is heartwarming.
I don't think I've ever had someone else read my words.
It was
always me doing it when I was doing that stuff for video reviews back in the day. Like, I would feel very uncomfortable with someone else reading my words, I feel like.
Well, to be honest, like, Danny can make anything sound awesome.
Right,
true.
I've written a very few scripts that he's read, and it's just like, oh, this sounds... I thought this was complete garbage.
Yeah.
And this is awesome. When we did that Game of the Year stuff, and we wrote down all that nonsense, and it just looked, you know, straight into the camera...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Danny is a hell of a person to have read your stuff. So, Austin, glad to have you, man.
Thanks for having me in the studio today.
The studio.
Yeah, it's real.
From the top of the CBSI, not headquarters. Half-way up the MetLife building.
Top.
Inside the David Letterman Theater.
Yeah. See you, Dave. From his desk. From his cold desk.
No, they already junked that.
We didn't have, like, did you guys get an email? Here's a little inside baseball. We work for CBS.
Renovated this floor.
Yes, before we were here.
Before you guys showed up, they said we're going to wind up with about 280 when it's all said and done.
Oh, wow. What are you benching?
What, about 38 pounds?
Anyway, so you think there's just too many people to have a party?
Yeah, dude.
In New York?
CBS is gigantic,
CBS.
And New York is the headquarters. So there's too many of us, and we're nowhere near important enough.
It's true.
Nowhere
you
near.
Have, like, colored badges.
Yeah.
Maybe they hadn't heard the Beastcast episode 0 yet, so they didn't know like how quality it was. They
probably.
Didn't know
no, I got a call from Dave.
Oh.
Yeah, he was like,
this is my father's restraining order.
Yeah, don't come near me anymore. By the way, get off my lawn. So I guess bye, Dave.
Yeah.
Let's jump into it. We've got a lot of stuff going on this week. Oddly enough, because it's actually a slow news week, but I've printed out about 10 pages of notes here. I also, there it is. Good Foley work.
You like that?
Yeah, it's good because I didn't bring my air horn to
It signifies the paper that we are holding.
Alex, let's, you dug into Splatoon. That game comes out as of the time of this recording. Should be out in all territories.
Indeed.
I guess, I don't know, it's at least out in the States and the UK, I think, now.
Yeah.
What's going on with Splatoon? Let's follow up Splatoon Watch with Alex Navarro.
Yeah, we didn't get a whole lot of, we didn't talk a whole lot about it last week, but I've finished the single player. I have played dozens and dozens of matches online against people at this point, just waiting for the retail servers to go live before
What's
I publish
up?
My own review. It is a very good game.
Okay.
I have been enjoying the, enjoying it quite a lot.
You could say heck.
It's hecking or at least I hope it has staying power, because my god, if there aren't enough people playing that game, you can sit in those match lobbies for a good long time.
Yeah, we were going to try and record something earlier with a pre-release build, but it didn't work out for us. We're actually, as of this recording, planning on doing something when you're listening to this, hopefully on the site soon.
I think we're going to try to do like a live quick look of it.
Yeah, so a little foreshadowing.
Assuming connections all work out, because we were having some weird stuff in Nintendo servers as well. So
yeah, it could be us, could be them. It's hard to tell. Jeff McElroy, you still hate Nintendo?
No,
you don't. You actually really loved it. We've talked about this before.
I mean, you're talking to a dude who has a little bit of Nintendo tattooed on him.
A little bit.
Just a little. Just
what
min.
It's just like a 9-inch nail tattoo.
I just have like a cute little...
It's just like a GameCube logo on your butt.
It's actually a Virtual Boy tattooed on
his face. It's just right there. You can see it.
Tattooed on my lower back.
Oh, right above the crack.
Just right above it to remind
myself. So put your
myself.
Face here.
Right, right.
And experience the virtual reality.
Exactly. 3D. Human centipede
this,
stuff.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, me
either. Can we roll that back?
So,
let's go back to the part where you have a back, you have like a tramp stamp of a virtual boy to remind yourself that you'll... How are you going to see that? What are you doing?
Have you ever heard of mirrors?
Yeah, I was going to say, mirrors. Simple.
Check it
mirrors.
Out your
butt? No, okay.
Well,
I do have a small question box, part of a large...
I have
tattoo.
Seen it, yeah.
You've seen it.
I have.
Okay. So, I'm in with that. I can really... That allows me to critique them as harshly as I want to.
Yeah, you've got a free pass now.
Right?
That's how it works, yeah.
I don't hate them. I'm just endlessly confused by them.
Like
the way they treat...
Nintendo.
Yeah, you know, like E3's coming up and we're trying to get a grasp on what exactly they're going to be doing there, because ever since they stopped going to the Nokia Theater, it's been sort of this, like... up in the air situation where we're like, all right, well, how's it going to work this time around? And it always sort of sits in between both of the other press conferences. And this year they just seem to be even more cryptic and sort of inconveniencing.
They know Bloodborne is really popular, so they were like, they know that Bloodborne is super popular. So they're like, we're just going to have our conference like a Souls game.
Yeah, it's going to be that tough to permeate.
And like that kind of like, hey, find the clues.
Yeah.
You've got to get past Reggie.
Yeah.
Also,
you know,
permanent.
I miss those days where Reggie was like this more accessible dude, and now he's not.
Yeah, well, have you tried just kind of talking to him?
Have I tried calling him up, texting him?
Yeah. Get him on
Changes
Viber.
His number a lot. Get him up on Viber.
It feels like they're kind of trying to turn Bill Trennan into the more accessible executive of that team.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But other than that and their endless, you know, sort of desire to confuse and annoy me and my team, I'm psyched. I'm psyched to get out there and, you know.
You want
to
see what Nintendo's bringing?
Yeah, of course I do.
You want the A game. Everybody wants the Nintendo A game.
You know, I wanna be surprised by them.
Nobody wants the finger sensor.
No one wants that sort of vitality garbage.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is that Nintendo, from what we know about them right now, there's not a whole lot on the plate. It's like there's Splatoon, and we know that Zelda game's coming at
sometime,
some point.
Yeah.
And Yarn and Yoshi's out there just kind of waiting to cute the hell out of everybody.
Yeah.
But, like, there's not necessarily a whole lot else that we know of. I mean, Mario Maker, you know, and I think that's kind of
the
bulk of it right now.
Star Fox.
Fire Emblem. It's funny,
though. Star Fox.
If you remember last year, E3 was, last year was dominated by Super Smash.
Yes.
Like, that booth was the most active booth of the entire show floor. For as far as I can remember.
Yeah.
I mean, that was it. It was just completely crowded the entire time. This time around, they've gone out of their way and said, hey, we're not going to do NX stuff, right? We're not going to do Zelda stuff.
But what if they do?
Yeah. Did they say they're not going to do Zelda?
I'm pretty sure
I
read that.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I read that. So, yeah.
So what do they do? I don't know. They
what
do
they do?
They have that...
they promote Splatoon some more.
Sure. Or when we went to the thing... Because they do like a little press, a mini little press conference in their booth, basically.
Yes.
They've done. Like almost like a mini direct or something.
Yeah, like as the booth is being built.
No, that's true.
No, it is true. Yeah, last year we went, you had to walk on like, you know, bubble pop, like
that's
sort of
that's bubble wrap. That's how it is. That's because Nintendo's fun, motherfucker.
Yeah, that was fun. Role. That was fun. Now duck below this pallet.
This boom.
Please enjoy these new Nintendo characters, these surly teamsters.
You're just like Mario, right? Duck and go. It was
ridiculous. Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I'm Mario.
I'm a fucking amiibo. Check this out. I mean, I'm gonna go fucking amiibo. No teamster jokes.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Teamsters. Get your inflatable D3 rat. I had to explain to somebody and a friend in town what the inflatable rat was.
It's a scab thing, right?
Yeah, it's a great New York thing. They basically put this giant inflatable rat into any place that is has non-union workers.
Yeah,
construction. Non-union guys here. We got to put up the rat.
Put the rat on.
Hey, Joey, get that rat. It's in my truck.
When I said, that one? No, not that one.
No, that's a real one.
That's the real one. He's big. When I say giant, like we're talking like a story and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's a big freaking rat. Austin, what are your feelings on Nintendo?
You know, I'm pro Nintendo, and I really like it when they try new things, which is why I'm interested in Splatoon. But I'm also just like, I feel like they've been playing safeball for the last 2 years. Like,
or possibly even longer.
Maybe longer than that. Yeah. Well, I like to give them a little bit of credit for some of the stuff that they did on the Wii, even though I didn't love it all. Like,
reach those
new demographics. Get them, you know, get them grandma.
That's really my motto. They were interested in experimenting with that system insofar as it got people's foot in the door, and then they just let third-party publishers throw all the bullshit
at
it.
And which hasn't happened on the Wii U because it's like probably a lot more work to do that with that, you know, controller. I don't know. Like, I'd like to be surprised. I'd like to show up there like, whoa. Like, there's something they've never talked about before. They've done some connection with something else that we didn't think through, but we'll see.
When was the last whoa moment you had with them?
With Nintendo?
Yeah. What was the genuine whoa?
When they said they were gonna call it the Wii U,
what definition?
That was
what is the definition of
WOE? Whoa.
Of woe? Is it a good woe or a bad woe?
No, a good one. One that moves the needle a little bit.
When they
music.
Yeah?
Really?
Bobby drums?
No, absolutely.
That was
not
your woe moment?
Were you still at harmonics at that point?
So I think I was.
Like,
yeah,
oh my
I was already bowled over by that thing. Yeah. Not necessarily the way they were looking for it, but yeah.
I think that I was really impressed when they showed that footage with was it Miyamoto just demoing the new Zelda?
Yeah, that Zelda demo is great.
Whatever
they showed.
Right. Whatever that
footage.
Superimposed image was.
Stop the hate. That question mark.
That's not hate.
Dude, that's not hate. That is just like, you should know of all people, video guy.
I was trying to tell people. I was like, this
not a glare on that screen.
Yeah, I was trying to tell them. And they're all like, you're such a conspiracy theorist.
It's not about that. They just do weird shit.
They do.
And I thought that looked really impressive. And that's the kind of design choices they're going to make. It seems progressive for them. And I know that's kind of like a backhanded compliment because it's like, yeah, you don't have this closed kind of fixed world. Maybe it's a little open. You know, they were using kind of video game talk from about 5 years ago.
Right.
You see that in the background? You can go there. And like, we've kind of been doing that for a while. See that tower? You can climb it and unlock the rest of the map.
See, are you prepared for a Zelda where like little icons show up and you just have to like
do your waypoint and
get over there?
I mean,
this
is the thing with Nintendo, is like the promise of Nintendo is that, yeah, they'll do that, but they'll figure out some spin on it that makes it fun and innovative that we hadn't thought of before.
Sure.
And so, like,
I hope so.
If someone, I'll try that again. I've tried that from Ubisoft for the last 3 years again and again and again. I played The Crew last year with 10 towers, and it was a car game. So, I'm willing to try the Zelda game with towers. Like, let's do it. Let's go.
Nintendo, I've always thought when they hit so hard. And then, like, you talk about the whoa moments, but, like, when Nintendo brings their, for lack of a better word, A game, it's always so good. They do fantastic world building. Their stuff is usually very fun. It's just so sporadic at this point. They don't really fall down that much. They just don't put out a lot.
Well, when they do fall down, it's usually more in the realm of like, hey, we've put out this system called the Wii U, and people aren't making games for it. Fuck, please support this thing. Oh, God, help us.
And that's been like 10 years now.
Yeah, that system's been around since the 80s.
And
right?
Like, I feel like
problem.
Kind of starting at the GameCube, you saw the beginning of the third-party people kind of being like, nah,
yeah, maybe not so much.
Yeah, why do you keep making weird controllers? Everybody else kind of standardized.
Why can't you just use like regular CD-ROMs? Why do you have these weird mini-disc things?
Why are you going to make everything? Everybody else's system is basically just doing this, and you're doing this, and so we have to have a whole team to port this over.
Right, it'll cost us $500,000.
$500,000 for a user base that maybe doesn't want this.
It's like there are times when Nintendo takes an existing concept and twists it, you know, to their own ends in a positive way. I think Splatoon's a good example of that. I mean, Austin, you were on Twitter yesterday, I think, talking about Ben Kachera's article, where he was talking about how Splatoon maybe shouldn't be called a shooter because it's not really a game where you go around shooting people. It's you know, ink splattering and stuff like that.
Fuck that, I shoot motherfuckers in their face in that
maybe
game.
Maybe it actually does sort of belong in that category. I think I kind of agree with you on this one.
I think there's a benefit in keeping a game like Splatoon in the shooter genre because it helps us, like, explode the notion of what we think of when we call a thing a shooter.
Right.
Right? Like, the example that I used was, like, it's like trying to say that The Searchers is so good that it's not a Western. Like, nah, Westerns can be The Searchers, too, and that's, like, an important thing to think about when you think about what a category is.
Yeah.
I get what he's saying. I do. I understand that urge. But, like, that's Nintendo doing this other thing that they do sometimes, which is, like, sometimes it's hard to tell if they're really behind the times or if they're, like, ahead of the curve, right? That, like, is this a thing, like their controller design and stuff like that, where it's, like, they're being really ridiculous and experimental, actually.
Yeah.
It just feels behind the times because we've already accepted the, like, the, you know, controller from God that it's supposed to have two thumbsticks like this. And so if they get that stuff right, it's like, oh, my God, they saw the future. They figured out that this controller should be weird. Well, when they get it wrong, it's like, y'all missed the memo. And so I think Splatoon is this, like, oh, this is one of those situations where it seems like they're ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
That in the future, we're going to have more shooters like this that are, you know, not what we think of right now as the traditional Call of Duty style, you know, FPS.
I mean, for my part, the shooter qualifies as long as you have a thing that shoots something. It doesn't matter if that is shooting bullets into someone's face or ink all over the place.
Like Mario
that.
Sunshine.
Yeah, exactly. That Mario Sunshine is totally a shooter.
Headshot!
You know, and that's... You know, you're talking about, like, some of those things like the Wii U. The Wii U is a hot mess. It is a hot mess of a system. There's that whole Ian Bogost article from a few years ago where he talked about how the whole thing felt like just a million different ideas all converging in the same spot, not necessarily working together. At the same time, for as much as I think that gamepad is, like, you know, my first tablet, like, there's things about it that just design-wise don't make any sense, the weird... circuitous path that they have taken to get to that system has somehow resulted in some of the most compelling game experiences I've had over the last couple of years, and I don't really know how they got there, but they somehow made it happen.
You like the motion controls on Splatoon.
I do, and I did not expect that
at
all.
That's weird. Yeah, when we were going to sit down and he's playing it, I was like, did you figure out how to turn that off? Yeah.
Oh, you did find it.
I did.
But I don't want
it. I tried, and it was like I was behind. I was way behind on... I could not aim fast enough using the stick, whereas with the motion controls... They did the smart thing. They locked one of the axes, so you still have to use the right stick to turn from right to left, but up and down is what the motion controls do, so you just kind of have to tilt it back and forth. It's not like a crazy amount of motion, and after a while, I just got used to it. And it just made... I became way more effective once I actually got good at using those motion controls.
Right. That's interesting.
Somehow they made it work. It shouldn't have worked, but it somehow does.
There's a few moments. I think the best thing the Wii U really had going for it...
It's still there.
It's there.
Yeah.
I turned mine on yesterday. That was the thing. Is the off-TV stuff. I think that is really kind of...
Just playing on the
thing. Just playing on the thing, yeah.
It's such a sort of no-brainer for the, you know,
motion
for what it
controls.
Does, but it changed a lot for my living room dynamic. And I remember when I first got it, playing Black Ops 2 multiplayer in bed on my gamepad was kind of amazing. So
I had to think there for a second. It was like, did Black Ops... And so I just remembered, I don't remember any third-party games that have actually came out on that
when
system.
When it launched.
It was there.
It was like Batman, Black Ops, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I think Assassin's was on it.
Don't get ahead of yourself there,
They were
going
to do Watch Dogs, and that didn't happen.
That never happened? They never...
I don't think that ever came out.
No, that's...
So
that's
somewhere
totally...
there's a bunch of Wii U Watch Dogs code just sitting there.
I think Rayman was like the only Ubi game. Or that in, what was it, Zombie U.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But Rayman was the only one
actually,
that was like...
Zombie U had to come out on Wii U.
But
Zombie U, not bad.
Zombie U was totally solid.
It was a neat concept
for a game.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Well, speaking of Nintendo, Twitch has officially banned AO games.
My God.
Yeah, so don't be streaming those hardcore Nintendo games, the hardcore porn. Please... I looked with you guys last time. I'm going to tell you a little something.
It's your turn to get ready. I want to get close to the mics for this one.
I want to tell you something. You guys are describing the Splatoon characters to me, right? You're like,
They're teenagers, Vinny. Tread carefully.
With like what the heck? You said they're like tentacles are coming out of their head or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go look up like Splatoon character. My God.
Already?
Already.
Turn safe search on.
Long before the game even came out, it had turned dark.
You gotta be kidding me.
Here's the thing.
No, they're not kidding.
DeviantArt, come on. What are you doing? Don't do it.
DeviantArt.
Turn your
it's built into the name.
It's true.
It kinda is. Should've known what I was going for.
Twitch had kind of a standing policy on some games that they kind of banned. You know, they have their list on their site. A lot of talk about this official ban of AO games seems to be getting ahead of that game, Hatred.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know any of the release details.
I think that's coming out next week.
Yeah. Okay. That is now just forget about it. Don't stream it. You know, or just don't even look at it. I don't know.
How do you feel about that?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm posy, man.
Oh, you're PMA for sure.
What does that mean?
PMA, positive mental attitude.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. No, I didn't want to talk specifically about Hatred, but about AO games getting banned. Is that what you were getting to?
Yeah, that's the whole topic.
Yeah. Okay. I'm ahead of my time. What can I say?
Just like Nintendo. That's the controller.
It's a weird path, but somehow you still end up eventually ahead of the curve. It makes no sense.
Read my mind.
Wait, is this where you're going?
Yeah. No, I actually just wanted to talk about Manhunt 2.
Okay. Finally.
Which is also another game that was explicitly banned by name. Also, Fahrenheit, aka Indigo Prophecy, the director's cut.
There was some stuff in that.
What was, like sex?
There was some zombie sex. Spoilers for Indigo Prophecy, there was some zombie sex in
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not actually, I mean, it's zombie sex.
All right, I gotta play that.
Your character is, I guess, dead at that point, but he's also alive, and then he has relations with a lady.
So this is
literally a zombie. The thing you said was he's dead, but also alive. That's the definition.
Yeah, but he's not like a snarling, like, brain-eating zombie. He's more of just like a corpse that still has the personality, but it's like it's more like my boyfriend's back style zombie as opposed to brain eating zombie.
Like vampire ish?
Yeah, I saw my boyfriend's back. What?
Did your boyfriend's back have a virtual boy about the crack?
You leave that tattoo alone.
Oh, I will. I definitely will. I will absolutely leave that tattoo alone. Our goal at Twitch is to create a safe, welcoming, inclusive community platform where everyone can feel comfortable and have fun. From time to time, we update our rules of conduct. That's the ROC, for those who didn't know. I'm just kind of going to skip a bit of this. This is their official statement. Today, we're updating the ROC with regard to adult-only AO games. Simply put, AO games, not welcome on Twitch. Please refer to the ESRB's rating guide and list of adult-only games for more information. And they're saying, hey, if it's on the ESRB's site, you know, I know it's a U.S. thing, but it's not, even if you're not.
So here's a question I have, which I don't think this bit addresses here. I think the adults-only rating in Australia is essentially the equivalent of an M rating here. So I'm wondering if they're just... I mean, I obviously, you know, every M-rated game is not going to get roped into this, but I'm just wondering because regional rating systems are somewhat different.
It's kind of a good question because it says generally, this is their statement again, generally if the U.S. version is rated for adults only 18+, or has an equivalent rating in your territory, you should not.
So they're using the ESRB as sort of like a base standard to work off of.
And I think it's like 18+. I don't know where things go after AO in Australia. Is that the end of the
line? That is the end of the line. Like they don't have like they so it's actually the way it maybe should work in America because an AO rating
AO.
Regardless of where it is should not automatically mean this game can never be sold anywhere.
Right. It should not be the same as XXX.
But that's kind of the way it has been with the ESRB on account of, you know, the M rating is sort of meant to be the, here is for, you know, 17 and up, and AO is for the pornographies. Australia just doesn't have that distinction. It's like, if it's M rated, it is essentially, you are an adult or you don't get this.
Which is their AO.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Jeff, back to your question. How do I feel about this?
Oh.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to, well, I should say Twitch, you know, private company, do whatever you want.
Oh, they can do whatever the hell they
want. And there's probably, you know, there's not only internal pressure probably, right? But, like, if you're a Nintendo and you, all of this happens on fiat, right? Like, all of this could get shut down the second a publisher says, like, we don't want you streaming our games. Mm. This is like, they send that cease and desist, Twitch will fold up on that.
I mean, they already do that with anything pre-release.
Yeah, exactly. So,
or
like,
they try to.
Yeah.
Right, they try to, right.
They try to please.
And so I could definitely see there also being external pressure that says, like, listen, people are trying to stream these sex games or people are trying to stream these adult-only games. we don't want, Twitch obviously internally doesn't want that, but also needs to keep other publishers happy externally and doesn't want to, you know, make it a site where people go for porn, right?
But isn't the response to that, maybe this is the more expensive route and this is why they don't go that way, isn't the way to deal with that put in some sort of age verification?
Sure.
If you want to show a game that is...
That's, I'm just going to pause that there. It's because then we'll see if they get to this conclusion. It'll be a fun game we can play. Twitch has advertisers. Advertisers don't want to advertise on pornographic content on a site like Twitch. So it would be a matter of, like, if you're streaming an AO game, there are no ads on your stream because no one wants to be associated with that filth. And that's, like, a good business reason for Twitch to not be involved in that shit. There are plenty of moral reasons and other stuff that makes sense, but, like, also just straight-up ad sales.
Considered adults only.
Yeah.
There's probably some other, like, we just don't want our brand associated with this.
Yeah.
Also, I think if they do that, maybe turn off ads or something. I don't know. Like,
well, they also,
advertisers don't want to be in front of
there
that.
There you go.
Right? They also remember stop the streaming of that PlayStation, like, the live room.
Oh, because you could do... Oh, right, because you're right. You could be sexing.
Because you could be sexing. There could be a sexing.
A little robot just kind of like floating in the corner.
I mean, as folks who work for a website in which not necessarily great games often get associated with our brand on account of our
yeah.
wiki system...
the internet?
I can understand why that might be problematic.
Sure.
That said...
Not this, the SEO you want. That's
yeah,
not good.
No, that's not the SEO you were looking for. That said, this does feel like a little bit of a... I don't know, I guess for me, just kind of an extreme measure.
Yeah, so that would be my response, a little like a baby with the bathwater kind
yeah.
of thing. Like, especially if you're talking about, like, I don't associate necessarily nudity with porn. Right.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I don't know. Like,
just because a game has a sex scene in it does not make it pornographic.
Right, like, Witcher 3 isn't banned, right?
Yeah.
Not yet. Not yet. So
yeah, it's not
follow the money, Austin.
Second
follow
life,
the money.
Second Life, though, on this ban list.
It is on the
A friend of mine wrote a story about this a couple months ago because someone got banned streaming Second Life. Not streaming, like, Second Life porn, like, streaming Second Life fashion, like, making fashion clothing in Second Life. And it was my friend Janine Hawkins. She reached out to Hitbox.tv, Twitch's competitor. Hitbox, of course, sent back a thing saying, "No, we love Second Life. Come stream Second Life here." Like,
yeah.
So I'm curious if we'll see a response to this from Hitbox saying,
"Interesting.
You want to bring this stuff? You want to bring BMX XXX to our service? We are more than happy to accommodate you."
The number one solution for streaming BMX XXX.
If you want a channel that is nothing but the sex scene from Fahrenheit, we can do that. We can bring this to you.
That's my channel. Let's just go check it out.
That's it.
It's one of it. You should look up that scene,
yeah.
Not because it is in any way pornographic, because it is one of the most awkwardly rendered interpretations of human sexual relations
okay.
I have maybe ever seen.
That's right up my end.
Yeah.
That's
what I call it.
A thing or two.
It's like two fleshy mannequins just sort of rubbing up against one another in ways that, like, an alien might find erotic. I don't know.
So maybe it's just banned because it's like, this is just shit.
Yeah.
It's just a bad scene.
I have yet to see really good just straight up kissing between two, like,
Witcher
models.
Doesn't even do it well.
Yeah, there's, like, I haven't, even in GTA, like, there's not, it just doesn't
there's, like,
look right.
Two or three good kisses in the last Dragon Age game. I'll say that openly.
I think when they you can do some good camera work to
yes.
kind of mask it, like, pan
right.
the camera around
you
the back
you can't
of the
show
head.
The lips,
right, there's no
it's
lips.
Got it, yeah.
Yeah, pan up, yeah. Yeah, Dragon Age should have some really, I thought, tastefully, done romantic
right because it's like body language that they can land
yeah.
they can't land the lips that's true
yeah,
it's
lips
facial expressions
yeah.
that's
yeah.
what kills it for me every time. It's like if you just lean in and your face just goes completely stiff close
yeah.
eye just like and your lips are just sort of like your lips
this
are the
what,
only part that's moving
this
that's
is what
bad.
Kills real kisses for him too
ah.
so,
yeah, well, you know, like, right, like, or
I do
like,
kiss a lot of mannequins. I'm sorry. It's true, I do.
But that's what it looks like. It's like the first time you make two dolls kiss. That's what
yeah.
it looks like.
That's
I don't know, I did that once.
It's totally, life. Yeah, you're right. It's like Nina's game.
It is.
It's how do we do it?
How do
we do
it?
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where this, I can understand it almost from a corporate level. They're owned by YouTube and Google now, is that right?
That's true.
Is that right?
I mean, technically, we're all owned by Google at this
That's
point.
That's true.
So.
Wait, I need to make sure it's them and not Amazon. Did Amazon buy them?
Or maybe Amazon
I think
bought
Amazon
them.
Bought them.
Sorry,
they were, the rumor for the longest time
right.
was Google.
And okay. then Amazon swept in two bill.
I think you're right.
I think
you're totally right.
I think you might be right. So, yeah Amazon, maybe they're being like...
I don't don't know.
I don't get, you know, I don't get this hentai bullshit that you guys got going on your site.
Vinny's Amazon guy is from the deep south.
Yeah, why? Is he a rich oil like investor?
Listen. I was watching your Twitch site. And there was
this here about this here hoony pot.
There was a pigeon having relations with a man and a woman. Now I get down with some freaky shit, but I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch this. All right. Anyway, let's talk about self-publishing. See, I think it might.
No one show him the whole ebook section of Amazon.
I love that.
No one tell him about all the dinosaur human sex books.
So yeah, I think it's maybe a little bit broad. Like there's a lot of layers to unpack.
If you're gonna go that route, you have to go broad, because if you don't go broad, then you're getting to these really specific cases, and you have to deal with everything on a case-by-case basis. Right. And in a way, this saves them a lot of work, even though it doesn't necessarily. I feel like it is, like I said, a little heavy-handed.
But I think at this point, though, the ESRB, and we'll move on from this topic, but the ESRB does use the AO as kind of just like a sniper.
Yeah, it is.
Right? It is.
Yeah.
It accuses of death.
It can fuck your game.
Yeah. Right, and you can count the number of AO games on one hand.
Well, we could, though, but now the thing is, like, they're taking over Steam. Not taking over. There's a lot more of them, and they're super successful, and yeah. I think that has probably created an interesting problem for Twitch.
Now, Steam streaming hasn't done anything to this effect, right? So
Steaming.
Streaming.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't even come out of the mouth.
Nope.
So, yeah, I don't know. It, and like you said, Austin, maybe we'll see competitors step up.
Yeah.
But then maybe they'll be like, you know, that was probably a good idea. This is
that
Amazon guy was right.
I find the idea that they would have banned Indigo Prophecy for that one dorky ass sex scene just ludicrous.
Yeah. And Second Life, I guess, weird, guys.
It is. I'm not saying it's not weird. I'm not.
Let's get deep into Second Life.
I have ways and means of getting us deep into Second Life.
Let's do.
I know ex-employees. I know people who've studied it academically. I know.
We are going to tear the lid off the Second Life.
Here's the real talk. Real talk. Uh-huh. Second Life is gross and terrible and all that. Also, like, occasionally someone makes like a cool beatboxing video or like a real pretty like cyberpunk city and like. Okay. Like, I'll take the weird sex stuff in there if I can get this, like, weird cyberpunk virtual world. Like, why not?
I mean, Second Life is only gross insofar as the human imagination is a gross and terrible playground.
Exactly.
You know, so...
And wonderful. Yes. Sometimes at the same time.
Usually terrible, sometimes wonderful. I don't judge Second Life on those merits because, whatever, it's a free playground for people to do whatever the fuck they want.
And it's... Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They are not making anybody do any of this stuff. They're just giving them the tools.
This is what happens.
And guess what? When if virtual reality is in fact a successful thing, get ready for a lot more of those playgrounds.
Yes. We'll talk about that later on.
This is the absence from Ready Player One.
Yeah. Was there no just
that
straight
book
up?
Was Flesh Playgrounds? What the hell?
It was a YA book.
Okay, not so, AO.
Yeah, it was an AO enough.
All right, this next topic, I'm going to say broad category. We got quick hits. These are some smaller news stories brought to you by the letter F. So each one of these kind of focusing on the letter F here. And we'll start with Alex, give me a number from 1 to 3. Right? Keep thinking. There's only three numbers.
That's 3. It.
Okay. FIFA, which
is, it starts with F.
They're having a week.
They've...
Go for it, Vinny. How do you really feel about FIFA?
Tell us about your feelings about soccer.
I only follow football, and FIFA's having some real trouble right now.
They're going through some stuff.
They've got their, 14 dudes arrested or charged with racketeering and bribery right now. Okay, that's the real life stuff, right?
Right.
But they have also finally added a women's team to the game. FIFA 16 has, you know, for some reason or another, decided now is the time to open the gates and let this in.
They've been teasing it for a while, I think, or at least the developers have been talking about it for a while.
And it's the Women's World Cup, so this is the time.
But is that happening now?
I think that's this year.
Yeah, it's not now, but it is this year.
Does that not happen every year?
No, the World Cup's only every 4 years.
Yeah, the World Cup is 4 years.
And they alternate it every...
Two?
I don't know if it's every two or if it's just they do two in a back-to-back and then they kind of go 3 years without. I don't remember.
I think can I make up stuff about FIFA?
Yeah, you just...
It's like every 7 years, like they turn the ball, it turns into like a lead balloon.
This past World Cup was literally the first World Cup I watched with any interest.
Because the time zones matched up.
The time zones matched up, and also I was just... Everyone was talking about it. I was like, finally, I'm gonna try watching this. I just want to see
fun,
what it's like.
Right?
It's
great.
Wasn't bad.
Yeah, it's great.
I don't really like football of that persuasion.
Yeah.
But the international element of it and the just the sheer fandom around it was fascinating, and it was fun to watch.
Yeah. So I've grown up watching the World Cup every 4 years. Like, I don't follow... MLS or anything like that. I like occasionally...
MLS doesn't follow MLS, really.
Yeah, that's true. I occasionally follow some club football in Europe, but like not deeply.
Right.
Who's your team?
Liverpool.
Okay.
Liverpool.
What do you mean, okay? Like,
I know that.
I've heard of Liverpool.
I've heard of that city.
I'm more Man City than Man U. That's,
I'm a Brackwater United guy. Right.
So, the thing is...
Aberdeen.
I've also always known that, like, my love of the World Cup is built on the back of tears. Like,
yes.
Why?
Because, it's always...
It's hugely corrupt.
It's super... Yeah. Okay. Because this paper you have.
Yeah, it's...
And the Qatari stuff now, where, hundreds of workers have died building the stadiums.
Yeah.
This is what I think has finally been the catalyst for all this corruption stuff finally coming down, is that, like... There's always been bribery. There's always been all manner of shady shit around it. But like, ever since Qatar got announced as the host, people have been like, "How? Right. How did this happen? How did this come together?"
Because it's like 120 degrees there, which is too hot. That's too hot.
It's too hot in New York right now.
It's too hot for soccer.
Hot. It was really hot in Brazil too. But Brazil was a much larger country. It had more places. I mean, they also probably made some poor choices, like putting something like literally a stadium out in the middle of the goddamn rainforest in a city that has no roads to it.
Right.
You have to fly or take a boat there.
Like a horror film.
Yeah.
Like a thriller.
It's very strange when Alex talks about the deaths, like. That is shocking.
Yeah.
So there was this, it's so simple, but there was this infographic. I hate to laugh because the infographic was just so appalling, where they were showing like every Olympics that were...
And World Cups.
And World Cups, where, they would put like a little stick figure for someone who died during, and each one was like one or two.
I think Brazil was the highest previous. It was like 12.
Right. And then Qatar goes off the page.
What?
Yeah.
What is going on?
I don't know. Hard hats. I have no idea.
They're employing, and by employing, I use that in the loosest sense of the term. They're essentially, they're bringing in foreign labor.
How is this not like the UN or somebody like getting in there and being like?
It's a billion-dollar organization. Yeah, they're very good at, or have been up to this point, pretty good at covering their tracks.
Dang.
And the corruption just got to a boiling point where it was just like, holy shit.
Like,
this is so obscene and gratuitous that,
some humanitarian... The soccer ball blew the whistle. I can't take this anymore. You can protect me, right?
I can only close my eyes for so long.
Yeah. It's some humanitarian or, like, a lawyer who hates soccer and, like, wants to make a career on this case. Right? Like, why the fuck don't we go after them? Like, they're super corrupt. Everyone knows it.
Because it's soccer. What are you going to do? Take them down?
It's America, the world Vinny. Sport, man.
It's actually ridiculous that we can do this, because they were just in Sweden, right?
Yeah.
They're just in Sweden, and we were like, no, we're going to go get them.
No, Switzerland, or was it Switzerland?
Switzerland, yes.
It is, right, I should clarify, it is the United States authorities paying these indictments.
Well, so the hilarious thing is that apparently our extradition deal with Switzerland is that any tax-related crimes, they will not extradite to us. Any general criminal complaint, they will.
Okay. So somehow...
I'm
not going to ask why you know the details. I'm sort of...
They cheated the IRS.
Because there's always been weird stuff about extradition with Switzerland, because anytime usually there's a criminal in Switzerland, it's because they're trying to hide tax money and things like that.
I don't know. Good on ya.
Right.
For the, adding women's teams to the game, finally.
Totally.
Finally. Get your shit together.
Yeah.
FIFA. Yeah.
The org.
Also, maybe don't call that game FIFA anymore. I don't know.
Roundy ball.
Like, the organization's not going to go anywhere. They'll either rebrand it or they'll clean house or nothing will change at all. You know, any of those are possible. But I'd also maybe just I don't know, FIFA is just kind of a suck-ass organization. Don't name it after that.
Right. Maybe someone will be, like, really great in the Women's World Cup this year, and we'll Mia Hamm. I know that was, like, 20 years ago, but, like, someone like that, and that's what the name will be.
That's EA's choice, obviously.
Well, I was going to say,
I guess.
Well,
they got rid of Tiger Woods.
Poor EA and their sports franchise.
They got rid of
the new EA curse.
Let's just hope that John Madden doesn't, like, run anyone over in the Madden Cruiser anytime soon.
Like a field trip or something.
It would kill them if they had to change that name.
Austin, pick a number from 1 to 2.
Let's do 2.
2. Okay. You guys know about, this is brought to you by letter F for Final Fantasy. Do you guys know the current going kind of myth about Final Fantasy?
No.
Basically, like, they called it Final Fantasy because they were so ready to go bankrupt that this was going to be it unless this game did well.
And that this is our Final Fantasy. We're going to do this.
Yeah, we're going to do this.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that an awesome little story?
The last fantasy.
Yeah.
I have some terrible news for you.
That apparently has been debunked. Sakaguchi kind of got up there and said, that's not true.
He's like, it doesn't even translate to Final Fantasy.
Yeah, it's FIFA. He said that this is coming out of Kotaku. They reported on it, or that's where I read it. According to him, the original idea was to give the name a title that could be abbreviated to FF in English, in Japanese, pronounced Efu-Efu?
Efu-Efu.
Efu-Efu. Because it's a nice-sounding abbreviation to Japanese ears.
Efu-Efu.
I mean, it's a nice-sounding abbreviation to my ears.
Too. Yeah, why has it got to be only...
Japanese ears?
Yeah, why is it only got to be their ears?
I don't want to appropriate their culture or anything, but I kind of like the sound of that, honestly.
Efu-Efu.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah, Efu-Efu. The original title was going to be Fighting Fantasy, but then they said there was another thing called Final... I'm just going to speed through some of this. It's called Fighting Fantasy, a bunch of role-playing books. So they changed it to Final Fantasy.
It's like my biggest regret in gaming, I think.
Not really getting into Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
And he says, and when asked, well, like, what about the notion that this was the final project? Sakaguchi says, those days were definitely... they seemed like end times, but honestly... Any word that started with F would have been fine.
Fine fantasy.
Brutal fantasy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fortuitous fantasy.
What's so stupid is that we never refer to it as FF.
FF7? No.
I mean, it's abbreviated.
A number.
Right.
Always
like
with a number.
Yeah. But you never say, like, oh, you see the new FF.
See, what they should do is they should only make games with numbers that start with F.
There you go.
Right.
And keep sequelizing
like
numbers.
15.
This isn't,
and...
right.
This isn't the only thing like that, too. The dude who did...
70.
Yeah.
The dude who did Panzer Dragoon also did Phantom Dust and some other PD thing. And I don't know, like... I mean, it's the police a lot, like police departments.
They're just into these abbreviations.
Yeah. Well, do you remember when, like, the DS came out and everything
right.
You could shorten into a DS?
Dual Strike and...
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Was that a coincidence?
No.
No?
Definitely some co-branding and marketing. So Efu-Efu, debunked.
Efu-Efu, the name of my new J-pop band.
Okay.
If you want to join in with me.
Sick.
I'm starting this up right now. It's going to be the fourth
Efu-Efu?
Semester room. Yeah.
Efu-Efu.
How are you all
the
dancing?
The four of us.
Very good.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, very damn good.
Like every other Japanese pop group, we'll have a bench of about 70 other dudes who can replace us at any time. Yeah. So if you get hurt or anything, need to do something else, it's
You're
fine.
Disposable.
Yeah, it's great.
Jeff Bacalar, pick a number between 1 and 1.
1.
All right. Continue with the F.
You would pick that one.
Facebook
I know.
Buys a surreal vision. And I see the look on your face says, surreal vision?
Yeah.
Those guys, why is this? Why? Are you
no, I surreal vision isn't. What?
Surreal Vision, the makers of such things as Kinect Fusion, it's a video, you can look it up on YouTube, Dynamic Fusion, Dense Tracking and Mapping, co-inventor of Slam++, Slam++, Slam at the level of objects, Dense Planar Slam, and DTAM.
What? What is any of this?
And the author of Spline Fusion.
Spline Fusion. I actually
didn't know that.
That's Nintendo's other joint. That was the real name of Splatoon. So why are we bringing this up? Well, because also the Oculus guys have said, hey, if you want to get in on this Oculus thing right now, we're estimating, with a computer, like $1,500.
Seriously?
That's what you're saying.
But that's if you need a computer.
If you need a computer that will run the shit you need it to run.
Plus the shit, plus the headset.
Plus the headset and the gear.
What else is it going to run off of?
What do you mean?
Like, it has to have a computer to run off of, right? Okay.
So you're saying from nothing to I have an Oculus. Yeah.
So the CEO is basically like kind of ballparking, being like, barrier to entry, let's say, cold, $1,500. He's like, well, I hope it comes down. I don't know which we're screwed here.
Right.
But the reason we roll this back to the Surreal Vision purchase, these guys do stuff that map real-world objects into the virtual world.
AR.
Augmented.
Holograms.
Reality.
Holograms. HoloLens.
HoloLens.
HoloLenses.
Right. HoloLens. So this is like stuff when you have on your, and you can kind of look up this like Kinect Fusion stuff. You have your camera on your Oculus or something like that, if it is broadcasting out, it'll map everything and make it interact with virtual stuff. So if you like throw a paintball, it'll like splatter over the real, what looks like a real desk, or digitize into it.
Turnley and I, you normally kind of use, is closed.
The scuttlebutt here is that this is going kind of way beyond the game stuff.
Right.
This is going into Ready Player One and / what Alex was talking about, porn.
Well, right, I think the second Facebook acquired Oculus, that's where they were, that, you know.
Well, I think the immediate reaction was like, oh, you're gonna poke people with...
Right. Yeah, virtual poking. VR poking.
And it's still going to be virtual poking. Just now you're going to see a real wang when you do it, because you just look down with your Oculus. Scan me in, baby.
Can I augment my real? Is that one of the things?
If you want to pay.
That's going to be a microtransaction, depending on what you're born with.
Going to Farmville and farm my augmented.
Well, now I don't know where to go. I don't know how to get to work. I'm stuck.
So, help.
Not bad.
That's better than FUFU.
Yeah, I think so. I think we
have a new band name.
They're in the new Deus Ex, I think.
Let's dig into this just a little bit, and we are sure to see a lot of Oculus and stuff at E3.
We know
they're there.
Morpheus is going to be there.
Do you think
Morpheus will be there?
This announcement, and I've kind of seen it hit gaming sites, this $1,500 thing. Do you think this is one of the Morpheus and Sony are like, fuck, man, we're going to bring that up at the press conference and be like, you can get in if you're a billionaire, go buy some Facebook crap. Or you can get ours.
That's probably exactly how they'll word it.
You know, if Jack were up there, he'd know what I was saying.
What does PS4 cost these days? $300?
Is it four?
I think you can get two games packed in for four.
Okay, so this is $400 for the PS4.
So like, let's say a $600 Morpheus bundle.
Yeah, let's assume that thing's going to be like $200, maybe $300.
That's going to have an extra box or something, right? Is that the rumor? Is that announced?
So I've never
a power box.
The only time I've ever tried Morpheus, they handed me the Move controllers, they handed me the headset. I never saw what it was actually plugged into.
There was a curtain between that.
Yeah.
Okay. where the wizard hangs
out.
Right.
Yeah, there's a bunch of little imps back there. Pulls the strings. Sort of making everything happen.
They handed me an Xbox One controller and said, just don't worry about it. Don't think too hard.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Hold on. The lights dim a little bit. You're like, geez.
Are you going to put a headset on it?
That's your prediction is $600? Your price point prediction?
Well, I would think for a bundle.
Okay.
I think.
You're saying PS4 plus Morpheus. Okay.
Like kind of what they're doing all in from cold.
That's the biggest challenge Oculus is facing, because now you have all these other VR joints coming
Valves,
around.
You got
Valve's
Sony's
thing. You've got Morpheus. You've got HoloLens.
Do we have HoloLens?
Featuring Casey Hudson now.
I think you have HoloLens.
Yeah.
Oh, he went over there?
He went to HoloLens. Casey Hudson.
Pause that for a shit sec while I figure out where the fuck I am. I think it might actually make sense for me to just go back a couple blocks and then... Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this. So I could take the Broadway tunnel, because I don't know what... Yeah, I couldn't get on Broadway, because the traffic lights were out. And there were a bunch of cops being shitty. And, you know, I couldn't make that left turn normally, but anyway... Oh, all these fucking cars are driving super slow, too. Why are you so stupid? Just go. Here's Broadway. Hooray, we're back in business. I think. I mean, I'm gonna head into this tunnel here. Tunnel. It's so clear in the tunnel I can do that. It's crazy. I guess that's probably the upshot of, you know, that traffic light being out. It's harder for people to get into the tunnel. Free and clear in the tunnel here. All right. Oh, okay. Busy day today. I got a bunch of setup work to do for some stuff. And I also got to get on the phone with a travel agent. Well, if you want to make yourself crazy, get a job at CBS and then try to, like, book and pay for a flight for someone other than yourself. Like, if you want to make yourself nuts, try to complete that task. It's one of those things like, this shouldn't be difficult at all. Like, oh, okay, I need, oh, all right. How many different random numbers do I need to tell you? Okay, sure. Trapped under this new sky bridge they're building. Hopefully it doesn't fall. That Giant Beast Cast is on iTunes. You can subscribe to it. That's what I did this morning. The iTunes link was not showing on the page when I looked at it, so I don't go look and see if there's something input incorrectly or something on our end, or see what I gotta do to get that in there. Fix that up, get it going. Anyway, yeah. Have a grand Friday. If you can. All right, see you.